There's a new report out by Media Research Center, and it's called Censored: How Online Media Companies Are Suppressing Conservative Speech. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Dan Gaynor of the Media Research Center. Their website, or Dan's website, is newsbusters.org. Dan, great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on, especially talking about something so important.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us about the censorship that MRC is apparently documenting in the examples of Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like.
Yeah, well, what we did a deep dive. We spent several months digging into the allegations and all the claims. And honestly, not all the claims are accurate, but a huge number are. And several of the ones that we couldn't prove, it's not our fault. I mean, some of them, they're just, the information wasn't available. These tech things happen very fast. But what is happening is that all the social media outlets, well, conservatives are having problems, and that's well documented now. You look at when Mark Zuckerberg was testifying on Capitol Hill, yeah. He was pressed about it repeatedly. When there was another hearing just last week, they in fact cited our report and cited our involvement several times, because what we found is the whole structure is set up in such a way that it hurts conservatives. The left has figured out how to activate its supporters to report on posts. So first of all, you post something on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or Google or something like that. You post something, and then it gets alerted on, and the AI removes it until you appeal, and then it loses its timeliness. Then, of course, if you appeal, it then goes to what even Mark Zuckerberg openly admitted were liberal staff. I mean, they hire from liberal Silicon Valley. They hire liberals. And then beyond that, they even work with liberal organizations, the fact-checkers, Snopes and factcheck.org, the Southern Poverty Law Center, both Google and YouTube work with the SPLC. Well, the SPLC exists to hate conservatives now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not the civil rights organization of old. It's a organization that raises money on claiming that people, when people disagree with them, it's hate speech.
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable. Here's a little portion of the executive summary of Censored by the Media Research Center. Twitter leads in censorship. Project Veritas recently had caught Twitter staffers admitting on hidden camera that they had been censoring conservatives through techniques known as shadow banning, where users think their content is being seen widely or getting seen widely, but it's not. The staffers had justified it by claiming the accounts had been automated if they had words such as America and God. Oh, I want you to unpack that that little nugget from your report, Censored. That is amazing. Well, so, in other words, I write posts, I write a column once a week, and if it gets out there and then it's on Twitter or something, it gets kind of basically shuttled to the back burner because it mentions God and it mentions America. Is that right?
Well, yeah, that's what the allegation was. Basically, Project Veritas did everybody a favor. It caught some of these people bragging in private and caught them, saying, oh, this is the thing. Now, the problem with technology is it's very difficult to prove all this stuff. Oh, okay, well, you've got, like I've got about 12,000 followers on Twitter. That's not a huge number. So if I post something that doesn't get a lot of attention, was it simply other stuff more interesting, or you can't tell. And so that you've got quotes from people saying this is very alarming. And then you look at the Twitter infrastructure, and Twitter has 25 members of its Trust and Safety Council in the U.S. 12 of them are...
Can you explain what does that mean, a safety council?
Trust and Safety Council. All the groups are trying to work with outside organizations, fact-checkers, nonprofits, to help guide them about content. They're all particularly concerned about what they call hate speech. Now, America, we have a different tradition about hate speech than other countries. We tend to say hate speech is free speech. but they're all trying to bow to that, which means they are working actively with a bunch of outside organizations. Southern Poverty Law Center particularly is one of the ones that Google and YouTube are working with, and they hate the right. So then you look at Twitter. Twitter works with 25 different groups in the U.S. to help guide its content rules. 12 of those groups are openly liberal. Only one is openly conservative.
Can I ask what that one is?
I don't even remember the name. It's not a big name conservative organization.
So it's not like MRC or something, or Family Research
or
Council.
And that's not a criticism. Like, God bless the people who are working with them. And I mean, that is, there are two big takeaways from all this that I really want people to understand. One of them, this is a big problem. And two, if these companies want to work with us, we should try to work with them. We should try to fix this problem. Facebook thus far in the past has seemed willing to try to work with organizations. Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg said this on the Hill.
Remember, he had a famous meeting about a year ago or something with Glenn Beck and others.
2 years. 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
My boss was one of them.
Brent Bozell.
During the election. Gizmodo, which is a liberal publication, came out with a report saying that that people at Facebook were spinning the trending topics feed, so that not only were conservative topics being downvoted, downlisted, but also topics that didn't even belong in the feed, like Black Lives Matter, were being inserted. Zuckerberg met with a bunch of conservatives, and they've seemed at least open to hearing us. That's the real question. He's got a problem, like I think any CEO would have, with a big organization where even if you say, we're doing A, they might be doing R. So it came up, everybody's upset about Facebook's role a little bit in the election in 2016. But they downplayed Facebook's role in the election in 2012, which he flat out denied during his hearing, even though one of the Obama people said that Facebook helped them, and they helped them more because they agreed with them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's alarming. That is
alarming. You're right. Your report mentions the fact that Google searches during the 2016 election, they would favor Hillary Clinton. So I imagine if somebody put in the, Google search presidential candidate or something like that, Hillary would come first as opposed to Trump. I'm sure it's much more, deep than that.
Well, that's concerning. And so one of the ultimate problems here is there's a lack of transparency. We get that for all the media. We get that from the traditional media, too. They complain about it when other people are transparent, and then they don't want to give transparency. Well, let's use an example. You've got the Nation of Islam, led by Louis Farrakhan, who has been certainly critiqued in the media for his very radical, very aggressive and offensive statements about Jewish people. Well, suppose there are a bunch of reports on a Louis Farrakhan post on Twitter or YouTube or something, and they decide not to take it down. How do we know? How can we look at it and say, you said Louis Farrakhan saying this was bad or this was good or okay with you, but when Dan Gaynor said, whatever he said, you decided you're going to shut it down. So we don't have that point of comparison. And unlike old school media, social media is different for everyone. We all have different friends. We all have different likes, and it's tried to be tailored to each one of us. So it becomes very difficult to see what everyone else is seeing.
And one thing, too, in fact, let me just read the opening line of your executive summary of this report, Censored, How Online Media Companies Are Suppressing Conservative Speech. Like it or not, social media is the communication form of the future, not just in the U.S., but worldwide. Just Facebook and Twitter combined reach 1.8 billion people. More than two-thirds of all Americans, 68%, use Facebook. YouTube is pushing out TV as the most popular place to watch video. Google is the number one search engine in both the U.S. and the world. By the way, let me say something. I often, on a personal note, I will often, when I'm about to do a search, I'll just go to yahoo.com just to buck the system. Because I know, you know, Yahoo doesn't hold a candle compared to Google. But if Google has this incredible bias against conservatives and Christians, by the way, that troubles me a great deal. And let me ask you this. Is this censorship done by computers? Is it done because human beings with the liberal bias, you know, programmed these computers to do it? But is much of the bias actually just done automatically through algorithms and so forth?
It's a variety of all those things that you just listed, which is excellent. You might post something on, let's say, YouTube or Twitter, and someone reports it. Well, then that kicks it. That might kick in the automated filter, the AI.
So you mean all it takes is one complaint? Somebody, oh, I'm offended by that video. Oh, that's it. Mm-hmm. Take it down. Yeah, is that what it's like? I mean,
it could be, depending on the nature of the complaint, because there's various levels. Like Facebook just released new hate speech standards, and it listed three tiers of standards. And I imagine if you landed in the first tier and somebody alerted on it, it might flag it instantly. But then AI learns, and that's one of these great abilities, but AI learns. So if it learns that, oh, Dan Gaynor posts such and such, and if we alert on it, he doesn't file complaints. So then if you get a similar complaint, it might learn to remove that as well. So then your appeals process, as I said before, are liberal Facebook employees or liberal Twitter employees or YouTube or Google or elsewhere.
Okay, so the referees are liberal. The ones who set it all up are liberal. The gatekeepers are all liberal.
Commissioners, the baseball and stuff, yes. The people that they work with, the outside organizations, are also generally liberal.
Yeah. So now this is interesting because conservatives don't believe in government censorship, but these companies are so big and the platform they've created is so big. Is the answer here some sort of government regulation, perhaps?
I know many good conservatives have started asking that question. Here's the problem with that. The very government that would regulate you is also the very government that hired people to treat our veterans for medical problems and killed veterans with the VA. It's the very government mm-hmm. that you want to be neutral with the IRS instead of inflicted the IRS as a political tool against conservatives
right.
during the Obama administration. So generally speaking, you don't see a lot of conservatives go into government to run things.
Okay, so then your approach at MRC is to say, come, let us reason together, Facebook. You know, why don't we have, a more of a neutral, level playing field so that different ideas are allowed, even if it sometimes will offend somebody.
Yeah, I think that's, in the ultimate scheme of things, that's a version of what we all consider to be, and I say consider to be, the First Amendment. The First Amendment doesn't apply here. These are not government. These are private companies.
Got
and
it.
So I have no right to be on Twitter. And if Jack Dorsey's listening right now and decided he didn't like this interview, he could just block me and block me for all time if he wanted. There's nothing I can do about it. But that's, there's a large gap between what you can do and what you should do. And I've always believed that more speech and better speech outvotes bad speech.
Yeah.
That it outdoes it. And that's the whole foundation of our system.
Yeah. Well, it's in fact, let me close with this remark again in your executive summary. It's the new battleground of media bias, but it's worse. That bias is not a war of ideas. It is a war against ideas. It's a clear effort to censor the conservative worldview from the public conversation. This report censored how online media companies are suppressing conservative speech. Everybody ought to read this. Dan Gaynor, again, from the Media Research Center, thank you so much for joining us. I'll give the website newsbusters.org. Dan, all the best to you, sir. Thank you.
All the best to you, and God bless.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.